Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The guys on the big show have been going at it for 3 hours, but they haven't crashed and burned. Yet.
Well, it's the big show.
It's time to reset today's big topics and let you pick a lane. Brought to you by the legendary Great Lakes Dragaway in Union Grove. Purchase your 2020 season passes at greatlakesdragaway.com.
You're on your ride home tonight. Tell your folks I says hi.
Yeah, I'm gonna drink my beer to the green and gold. I'm gonna scream till I can't no more. I'm gonna drink my beer to the green and gold. I'm gonna scream till I can't no more.
I got the cooler in the back. Cheese switch for a hat. Beer and brats are packed in the charcoal.
Dan Plucker wants you to throw up on the other side.
So why?
We can get he hates this song.
Why?
This is Wendy's Big Show 105.7 FM. He just despises it. Said it's annoying. Said it's stupid. But they just don't make songs like this for the Lions. So, I mean, I think that's what he's so
I've been there before. I've been a Lions fan before.
Right. You're not doing anything like this for the Lions, are you?
It's tough growing up being a Lions fan.
I can only imagine. I was a Bucks fan. I mean, that's pretty tough existence, too.
Even born with Barry Sanders in them, was he?
No.
So he don't even know none of that.
You missed all of that good stuff, didn't you, Dan?
Yeah, that's the only good stuff they
got.
That's true. You had Calvin Johnson. You got Matt Stafford.
Yeah. Just not, the greatest running back of all time. Missed him by just a smidge.
Well, or a playoff win, but hey, that's just me.
I don't know if he's a great running back of all time, but he's most certainly top five.
Dan wants to argue so bad.
Huh?
I think he's number one.
Hit the hum, bud.
Over who? Huh?
Over Walter Payton, number two.
And who else?
Emmitt Smith, probably up there, number three.
Okay. Who else?
That's good. Eric Dickerson.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
One more.
One more.
That's four.
That is four.
You got to have the OG in there, right?
Help him out. Ooh.
Jim Brown's got to be in that conversation.
Yeah. He don't know nothing about no Jim Brown.
Yeah, I do. Cleveland Browns running back.
Yeah, and he's as old as I am. He knows as much about Jim Brown as I do.
He need to talk about people he saw. That would help.
That I've seen? Ian Tomlinson's up there.
There you go. Yes.
That's
there
the number one I've seen.
What people in that you've seen, not somebody else done seen.
Nah, LaDainian Tomlinson and AP got to be up there for me. Best ones I've ever seen.
I'm doing something with Priest Holmes in a few weeks. That guy was amazing.
For a minute,
he was. He was a baller.
And
Larry Johnson, too.
Yeah, Larry Johnson.
That they had down there, too. Even, Sean Alexander was a bad dude for four or five years, too.
Yep.
There have been a lot of good ones, but, sorry, Dan, you didn't
get to see. Well, none of those guys were in Barry Sanders, though, category.
No.
Chris Holmes, no.
Well, numbers say Frank Gore's there.
Yep.
But everybody knows he's not, right?
Well, Frank Gore, Leroy's right, longevity.
Longevity.
And that says something, especially for a running back.
Oh, yes.
Yes, him and Adrian Peterson, they're going in the Hall of Fame.
And he was
first ballot.
And he was one of the dudes that got hurt in the bowl game, right? Frank Gore?
Sure did.
I mean, you're talking about longevity out of that where you're waiting for it. And Willis McGahee. Alan Lazard went down with a little bit of an ankle injury, and Brian Bulaga couldn't play yesterday because of a stomach bug, but the Packers came out relatively healthy. They might be the healthiest team still in the dance, and they won 28-23 last night. We're talking about it with you. Gary Ellerson's on the phone lines today at 414-799-1250, so everybody can get in, hop on, and talk with two former Packers, Gary Ellerson and Leroy Butler, the Pro Football Hall of Fame finalist here on the Wendy's Big Show. guys, yesterday, as we reset here on the big show, Devontae Adams was an absolute dangerous man yesterday, Gary. But to be able to execute and then take advantage with Devontae and Aaron Jones both getting the workload that I think Packer fans have waited to see all year long, it was just a work of art offensively yesterday for the Packers.
No, it really was. I think it starts with Matt LaFleur and the game plan that he had. I think you saw a lot of run formation that ended up throwing out of those type formations. I mean, they took advantage of the single high safety. They knew they were going to get man. And listen, San Francisco got a choice to make, and this is what Seattle had to do. Are they going to stop 33? Because what they did was they played a lot of single high safety on first down. They brought a guy down the box. First and second, obvious pass situation, they didn't do that. So they got to figure out down and distance on how they want to play Green Bay. Or does a San Francisco, you know what? We really don't need another guy in the box. We're good enough.
Now, Leroy, I
play straight up.
For sure. And they have the guys that can get pressure with four dudes. I mean, Armstead, Buckner, Bosa, Ford. All those dudes are going to be able to get pressure on the quarterback. Yep. And, Leroy, when we talk to David Bakhtiari coming up here tomorrow at 4:35, that's the one question I want to know is which one and how do you attack each? And obviously, he's only going to give
which
us a certain amount.
Which one's the defensive tackle? 99?
99 Buckner's going to line up inside all day.
You see, he goes in and that he gave them some issues on that first quarter. They couldn't block him.
And he's the one that recovered the fumble on the 2-yard line.
And I think that's the one thing about double teaming with, you know, Big Jenkins. I mean,
Big Jenkins.
That left side double team is strong. But when you're talking about they can't slide the line because Warner, he's right up now over the center. So they'll kick Buckner out, you know. But, again, I want to go to the referees and say, hey, listen, you blew it. Well, not the same guy, but they blew a call early in Seattle against Seattle to fumble. I'm like, man, this is happening again.
That was brutal.
The referees are just terrible, man.
How do you get up off the pot and hand the referee the football and there's not a clear recovery?
They write you a letter. Oh, now it's different, but they used to write a letter.
They send you a text
and
message.
And say, hey, we're sorry. Like, wait a minute, you just probably cost us some positioning. But, again, I got to go back to the Kyle Rudolph play pushing off. I mean, referees have had a bad playoff so far, okay? You cost one team a game, and, you know, the same thing. The Packers are good enough to overcome it. But I need them to watch this holding down there because they're going to be holding guys for the most part. But they're going to make sure it's one-on-one with 97 and anybody on that line, anybody. So that's just the way they're going to – now if you're connecting – now, Aaron was 10 for – wait a minute.
9 of 11 on third down.
Yep. No, I'm saying against San Francisco.
Oh, against San Francisco. He put up only 104 yards.
On 20 receptions. So I think his thing the last few years, his yards per attempt has been going down.
Yes.
But he attempted 34. I mean, Aaron Jones had 13 catches for 38 yards. And Devontae Adams has 7 receptions on 12 targets, 43 yards and a touchdown. You can't win like that.
No.
But.
No. What you doing, Leroy?
That was the regular season.
You balling it up?
It's the championship game. Jimmy Garoppolo don't know what that means to do that, man.
Mm-mm.
He don't. Just trust me. Even some. Let me take it further.
Take it a little further, Roy.
Richard Sherman knows all about Super Bowls and big games. He's done it before.
Yes, sir.
A lot of them guys on that defense, they ain't never been to this type of game. They just haven't. I mean, so they don't have any experience. It's on-the-job training there. And so's Matt LaFleur, to be fair. But the one guy who got all the experience, Aaron Rodgers. So he talked about it during the draft.
Oh, yeah. You know? I mean, and being able to be in that moment.
Come on now. I mean, this is amazing.
I don't know about you guys, but it felt like there were a couple of times yesterday where, I mean, you brought up Elgton Jenkins. We used to call it Friday Night Lights was what our high school coach used to call it.
Yes.
Once you step up onto the big stage and it gets a little bright for you. Elgton Jenkins was in danger of that happening yesterday and then bounced back big time right after. Because, I mean, he let the one go on the Rodgers sack where he got it off to Aaron Jones. That was supposed to be an easy pitch and catch. And just missing an assignment, missing a block. You just can't have that this weekend.
No. These guys, man, they're going to give you some fronts that you – they may give you two fronts you've never seen. But you react accordingly. But, again, back to Aaron Rodgers, man, this guy's got something in his soul – And you can tell long time ago he's been waiting for this opportunity.
And it's good.
How disappointed are you that you will not be a 49er?
Not as disappointed as the 49ers will be that they didn't draft me.
Not hot dog.
That's good.
I'm telling you,
is
man.
Is that good stuff to have in your belly, or is that
well,
just
you always want that fire, and he gets to go back.
Yes.
He gets to go back to, and I don't know if he remembers this now today. I'm sure he
probably does. Reminding him. We're reminding
but him. But you get to go back and exercise some of those demons. And that's what he's going to have. I mean, this is a chance now to make that statement come true in a big
He'll put this the biggest way possible.
This will go in his book right after the chapter after Mike McCarthy.
The bounce back.
When Mike McCarthy left, I went to a Super Bowl.
Right.
100, man. Mm-hmm. How can you?
You can't write script. Can't write script.
No better. No better, man.
You're better than that.
Okay, he left. Okay, well, hey, man, I took my team to the Super Bowl.
Yep.
Is that why when he says
I'm
this?
I'm serious, man.
Because he says this is when it gets fun. Because he's been there before.
He knows. Why you think he got that beard, man? Garoppolo clean face. Look like a model. You don't know what
he is. But Garoppolo is a model.
Yeah, he is a model. Yeah, yeah.
He is. One or two, allegedly. Good for him, though. Have fun while you got them $100 million.
Yeah, Garoppolo.
Aaron grown man, cuz. And bought him a nice mansion out there in Malibu, somewhere Gary was at in Pasadena. I don't know where it's at.
Right.
Perfect year for him.
It really is. And you look at
you need to move to Malibu.
No, I like Oak Creek, cuz. We mind our business down there in Oak Creek.
He likes that Drexeltown Square more than Beverly Hills.
He's like normal people.
Drexeltown Square.
You like Drexeltown Square?
He love it. People don't bother you, man. They say, hey, that's LeRoy.
Well, you
can
eat out
keep
there.
Keep it moving, man.
Drexel.
Anywhere we want. Well, y'all rich folks. Well, we eat. Yeah. We got stuff
just
over there.
Just walk around and just go in there.
Yeah, we go to a lot of few places. But yeah. I just like to go to Pick and Save and make my own food.
I prefer Wendy's.
I'm a chef.
Yeah.
Well, I do like my Wendy's over there off Drexel and Howe. That's the favorite one.
That's the right
They're
spot to go to.
They're one of the fastest places. By the time you read that menu,
time.
Come on around,
yeah.
you done.
Yeah, way done.
I'm serious, man.
Way done.
I'm Tell serious. And it's fresh.
More done
man.
Than the steak that
More
LeRoy's
done
grilling.
Steak.
That's how I like my steak.
Mashing all the fluid
that's
out
That's how
of
I like mine.
Just mashing
I
it
I don't
out.
Make other people. No, God make it. I prepare it.
Mashing
I prepare it like the that. Way you want it. Because if you say you want it medium, if you want it like, you know, The Walking Dead raw, I just make you sign a waiver and say that when
make
you get
you
gout, it's not my fault.
My pops was grilling up some kebabs yesterday.
Oh.
Before the game.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden I bit into one chicken.
You guys grilled out a game?
Oh, yeah, man.
You guys had a spread.
We were there.
Where'd you park at?
We parked at St. Mark's Lutheran Church.
Church, yes.
Right over on like Oneida.
Oh, that's yeah. nice to park at
It was
church.
A great spot.
How many
yeah. got right up.
How many charge? $20?
$25?
Mm-mm.
You got 40? You for 50 on that one?
40.
Yeah.
Hey, that's part of your time, dog. It's part of your time.
It worked out.
Who's going to break in your
who,
car
who
in the
took
church?
The grill?
That's true. We all my dad, my mom.
No, he had the grill? Who had the grill?
My dad does. Okay. We got him a big, one of those big green gas-powered ones that you
yeah.
can travel
big?
With.
It's not yes. big, is it?
No, it's one no, of the no. Coleman okay. things or whatever. Yeah. Got that nice. For Father's Day.
Oh, man.
And, and he was loving it.
He's in heaven.
Gary, after he finished grilling, you know, he's grabbing the grate and just grinding on it.
Yeah.
You know what he did?
What?
Goes in and grabs a couple of rags. You know, he's got the work rags in his truck, right?
Of course he does.
Comes in and goes, I'm just going to clean the grates here for a couple of seconds. Takes the grates off, and this dude's scrubbing on the inside
before
of his grill. Before the game.
That's
about 2 hours before the game.
Yeah.
Just rubbing off, cleaning everything off.
Yeah.
But we firing up some kebabs, and I had to tell Dad.
Chicken
I was like,
kebabs.
Pops, the chicken kebabs with nice. A little red onion, green
yeah.
onions, pepper. Pepper on there.
Ooh, yeah,
and I nice. Bit into the one piece of chicken.
Uh-oh.
A little chewy. Like that, and it was just guts everywhere. I was like, Pops, we might need to put some of this one back on here for a second.
Oh,
a second.
Come on,
I said, Pops, we might need to put this on there for another 5 seconds or so.
Man, come
consuming
on,
raw food.
Oh, but it was great, man.
So what did you guys have? Just kebabs, that's it?
We had some kebabs. I had a couple of burgers.
No
sauce. Up at a
no sausage
Pick and Save.
Tray? Cheese and sausage tray? No.
Come on, man. It's Wisconsin. You
yeah,
know we
you
got
don't do
cheese
sides when you're
yeah, you do.
Tailgating.
Yeah, you do.
No, you
yeah,
don't.
You do.
Yes, you do.
No one does sides.
We had the cheese and sausage
what
tray.
What's wrong with y'all?
Yeah.
It's not a tailgate if you don't got taco dip,
if
right?
If you don't got.
Big old taco dip.
If you don't got.
One of the biggest ones I've seen.
Yeah.
I had some cookies that mom made.
Well, you know you got
chocolate chip cookies. Took about 12 of those down. Had a dozen before we walked in. and had some Bofrating. So what's better than that?
My guy, Steve from Statewide Fencing, got me some sausage, some venison sausage.
Mm.
And some venison, like a bunch of deer stuff.
Now we're talking.
You don't really know. It's good.
Then my
buddy, if I hadn't told people what it was, they wouldn't have.
Right. Been. My buddy Art's all of a sudden comes down because he lives up in Green Bay, stood up in his wedding earlier this year.
He came down?
So he came over. Mm-hmm. He was sitting up in the new south end zone.
Oh, yeah.
Two rows from the top. Said, mm-hmm. not doing that again. But he walked over with the venison chili.
Okay. Oh.
Oh, my boy Tiger likes that venison chili.
No, no, no. I'm going to tell you this right here.
Gary said something, my boy.
A venison man.
Hinterland?
Yes.
They got the best venison meatloaf I ever had in my life.
Oh, I've never had venison meatloaf. That sounds amazing.
Was it tenders of mother's love?
Right, it make you slap your mama, man.
Why would you want to hit your mama?
Good.
Guy put his foot off in it, huh?
Ooh. Why would you want to put your foot in it? It's disgusting.
Woo. You hear me?
Oh,
that
man.
That venison meatloaf at Hinterland. Now, my boy, Bill Michaels.
Mm-hmm. Big unit.
He would... When we go, he would get the pizza all the time.
Which I had the one time that I was up there with you guys, yeah.
What kind of pizza is it?
They got all different kinds. They make it right there.
Oh, it ain't venison. They got a menu.
But I said, Billy, you got to try this.
Meatloaf.
Venison meatloaf.
Boy, he ordered every time we go. We were driving.
He's going to take it home and roll around in it or something?
We were driving up there. Mm. Bill looked at me, he goes, man, I'm saving room for that venison meatloaf tonight. The game ain't even started, because it's 11 o'clock. It's 11 o'clock in the morning, Billy. It's 11 o'clock in the morning.
That meatloaf.
Man.
Lem.
Gary, you know what I'm doing? I go, now what you doing, Billy Mike? Man, I'm saving room for that venison meatloaf tonight. I'm a tag.
I gotta let my boy tell you, we gotta get some meatloaf. I bet you can make it, though.
Smitty.
You can make it.
I'm for real now.
Grind it up.
So he left a little early and got over there
before
me. Then I came and I walked in. Billy, when I walked in, I ain't no lie. I got my coat, my hat. I got everything still on. We still out, maybe 15, 20 minutes before we got to go.
Sure.
I walked over to the table, and right behind me came the waitress, not asking for the order, but already with the order, sitting right down in front of Billy Mike. He just looked at me and smiled.
See, I get my
that little grin
well
that he's sitting
too.
He knows what's going on.
Oh.
Do you like your meatloaf well done, though, right? It don't have to be no pink in the middle for it.
No, your meatloaf you got to cook.
Yeah, you got to cook that.
I mean, I don't know how you cook meatloaf.
I cook it all the way through.
Well, no, I mean, like, it's like four or five different meats
in
there.
No, I have a new new cookbook coming out for Mother's Day.
There we go.
When's Mother's Day, Leroy?
May. It's in May. Okay. That's my anniversary weekend. You'll be there. But
I'm coming to your anniversary?
Yeah.
Sure. Apparently,
but we have the new recipe.
What are we going to have at
Jersey? There's your invitation, Gray.
I got to talk to Dean about that.
You going to have a jury thing? What are we having?
But it's called the Leap Loaf.
Leap Loaf.
Yeah, that's
look
one
at you.
Of the new the ones Leap that's loaf. In there. That's the one that me and Little Leroy's picture on it.
Oh, yeah.
You can get it on PickandSave.com/Leroy Butler. I think it's up now.
Okay.
You could pull some of these recipes, or you can just wait for the book.
If you're wondering.
What can you get at, Roy?
PickandSave.com/Leroy Butler on Facebook.
Mm-hmm. Mother's Day, by the way, if anyone's forecasting out, May 10th.
Yeah,
Pop's not gonna be happy. It always every once in a while falls on his birthday, and it fell on Big Bill's birthday this year.
Big
apparently.
Bill,
yep.
Hey,
we did it. So he's gonna be working on Valentine's Day. That was that
real quick. If y'all want to go on Lil Tunchi, go on his Instagram.
Lil Wayne.
You go on Lil Tunchi Instagram. He got it all laid out. Everything he did in Green Bay over the weekend.
Nice.
So if y'all want to go look at some pictures of Lil Tunchi.
He was partying.
Man.
He was partying. He knew what he was doing.
Shoot, hey, why my girl about? And Lizzo fighting, man? Her and that one workout lady, they going at it, man.
Oh, Jillian Michaels?
Yeah, why they argue, man? Y'all got to get two women. Get along, man. It's enough for everybody.
There's never a good
Lizzo
assignment
alone.
With that.
Lizzo.
No, well, you like do that. Love Lizzo.
Why Lizzo? Where Lizzo fighting from?
Well, this
the one lady is saying that she's why we glorify her because she's gonna get diabetes one day because she's
because she's overweight.
What it's about?
I ain't overweight, and I got diabetes.
Thank you.
And I am overweight, and
thank
I don't
you.
Have it yet.
Right.
Thank
yeah,
you.
So that don't mean that.
Say that right. again, Gary.
Yeah.
Everybody thinks that just because you're overweight, you're going to get...
Or
no,
if you
it's
are
people
overweight. No, it's,
cut
it's,
up. I know what no, she meant, but hey, man, mind your business.
It's in your DNA, cuz. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's hereditary.
Right. Mind your business, man.
And just like in the DNA of the Green Bay Packers is playoff that's football, that's and they have guy. A chance to go to a
he
title
good,
game
good,
for
good.
The fourth time
he
in
good.
The last good. 9 years.
His mom and dad have got a good son.
No doubt about it.
Although your sister's our favorite, though.
I'm just not even, I don't even know how to respond to that. Nobody,
your dad texted me and told me to say
nobody
that.
Has ever said that, ever.
She's
ever.
Definitely their favorite. Allegedly. Thank you, huh? Mom, again. Did you get the picture of the chocolates?
I did.
To you?
She loved it. Loved it. Put
yeah,
it up on
I
the Facebook
her.
Page, by
love
the way.
Her.
So
yeah.
thank you for that.
Yeah.
Also, guys.
I'm going to go by her place and take a picture with some more chocolate.
Well, how about it? Because it's right over by the Bayshore Town Center. It's right yep. over by Mercedes-Benz
that's
in Milwaukee North.
Yeah.
So the new
this
year, you might be able to meet mm-hmm. me over there because I'm always hanging mm-hmm. out with my man Austin Della, conveniently located off I-43 North at Silver
mama.
Spring Drive, blocks away from the Bayshore Town Center in Glendale. Yeah, you do, Leroy. It's 15 minutes away from anywhere in Milwaukee.
I'll see you Thursday.
Check out the few 2019s they have left in stock and get on their 2020 new inventory list. They have a huge selection of new and certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz vehicles that are ready to rock and roll off the showroom floor. Plus, going on now at Mercedes-Benz Milwaukee North, they will pay your first month's payment on all 2019 models, excluding the GLA class, up to $700. And on any new 2019 or 2020 GLA class models, up to $500 on the first payment credit. For those looking for the certified pre-owned vehicles, that's where I've shopped into. Mercedes-Benz Certified sales event is going on right now today. Get the first 2 months payment credit up to $1,500 plus 1.99% APR financing on all certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. Check them out at MercedesOfMilwaukeeNorth.com. Then stop out at the dealership. Talk to my man, Austin Della. He was at the game yesterday. He's the sales manager. Tell him the Wendy's Big Show and Baby Tosh sent you, and he will take care of you and help you kick off 2020 in the Mercedes-Benz that fits you right. 414-799-1250. Come talk Packers and react to them going to the title game with two former Packers, Gary Yellerson on the phones, locked and loaded at 414-799-1250. This is the Wendy's Big Show on the Fan.
Well, it's the last home game of the year, and we have such a special relationship with our fans. Guys who've been other places understand how special it is here. It's just a different connection. We don't have an owner. We have thousands of people who have a piece of paper that's a stock certificate. But people feel like they're invested in what we're doing. And they stuck with us through a couple rough years. So to walk off the field, being a two seed, where, I mean, let's be honest, I don't know that even our fans felt supremely confident in us, which I know that a lot of the media didn't as well. But to be able to walk off that field again victorious, there's no feeling like it. I stopped myself in the second quarter tonight and was looking around when there was a TV timeout and they were waving the flags. And I just couldn't, it was just a special moment, just seeing just the whole stadium waving those white towels and I just think I was really, in that moment, just grateful for the opportunity and loving what I do. I mean, there's nothing like having the ball in your hands in a clutch situation and knowing you got 78,998 or whatever it was today. Most of them, you know, cheering you on.
My favorite part is this dude was in the zone yesterday,
yep.
16 of 27, 243 yards, couple of touchdowns, winning yep. the game 28-23. And Aaron he Rodgers knew exactly man, yeah. how many people they announced as the attendance yesterday at 78,998 yeah. or whatever it was.
And that's the thing that Aaron Rodgers is, I mean, being a seasoned vet, when you know that you're never going to go back this year, it's emotional.
Because that mean, is, that's a different feeling because that was the last emotional. Time they'll play there.
Right. This year.
This year, right.
Well, they'll play this year, but you know
mm-hmm.
what I mean.
Yeah.
And for him to realize that, And then the media training that I had, that he has. After the game, the young lady comes over to him. She said, "You're good at like saying stuff, like relax, whatever." And she was like, "Give me something. You got something." And he just, you know, just modestly, well, you know, just go give me a little scotch. You know.
That's the walk off.
And see, as a veteran, I have to create my own narrative. I don't need a headline that I don't need to see. She wanted him to get on to San Francisco. No, I want to enjoy today.
Mm-hmm. And how
I want to enjoy today.
What is that?
And she doing her job though, because she
sure
she would have made news.
Had he
just stepped, hey man, there. San Fran, here we come. Looked in the camera. That'd have been amazing, like what she did with Richard Sherman when he was emotional. Crabtree.
Yes.
I think that was the same young lady.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So she's amazing. So I hope once he wins, he goes to her and says, "I owe you one. And here it is." You know, something about being in Miami or something. So hopefully what would be amazing if he go to the Super Bowl, win the Super Bowl, and propose to his girl.
Oh my gosh. Ooh, that's where geez. We come to.
And then Dean Murray.
You go well, you I need to call you need to call.
And put him on notice.
You need to call
Aaron Rodgers' budget is $1.2 million.
Mm-hmm.
But Dean can make anything they got, anything she wants, he can make it. Yeah, wouldn't that be great though? I mean, he can.
It would be funny. It would be cute. It would be like, what was dude in the Fiesta Bowl when it was Boise State and Oklahoma?
Oh,
remember the running back
finished
the game with the touchdown and went and proposed to his girlfriend?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Now, real quick, Mike, since we're talking about the fans, are amazing to me.
Fans are amazing.
I think that's what sets me apart from most of the guys in the Hall of Fame. My whole career was about the fans. The fan base that you can celebrate by jumping up and hugging your fans. So when you're walking off that field, it is emotional saying, "I won't see you guys again unless you guys come to Miami." But on this stage, the hardest place to play in all of sports, the best place, so much so that alumni like me give tours, and you just see people with their mouths out. Because I took people on a tour, and you actually take them down and let them see where Aaron is coming out of the tunnel. I mean, that's just truly amazing. So he also knows his unfinished business. You know, his unfinished business, and I get it. 37-8 or whatever the score was. I get it. I'm gonna make that true for you. So, you know, I'm efforting to see can we open the stadium up to watch the game in the stadium, and I'm gonna sell tickets for $10 and they're gonna go to charity.
That'd be too great.
What is he gonna do?
Try to open up Lambeau
Field so we can have our fans can get there and watch it for $10 and the money go to charity. So I don't know how cold it'll be, but can you imagine sitting in the stadium watching the game with all your other it's like a big tailgate party.
Yeah.
And you put the game up on the Jumbotron and let it do, you know, just watch it.
Well, Leroy, how about this? How don't we just do it in a
where?
In a rush.
And enough people.
What?
No, we got to open it up for everybody.
You're saying not enough people would be able to get in the rush?
Yeah, enough people.
Okay.
Yeah. We may lose some people.
Because, I mean, we could do it if I serve, but, I mean, that's only like 17,000.
I don't want people to travel as much as they want to.
No, you won't do it in Green
Bay. If I serve, do how many? 15,000?
I'm just saying if you didn't want to be in the cold. I mean,
right. I want to be in the cold. That's why the nostalgia of being in Green Bay. It'll be
like
playing
word.
A championship game in Green Bay, but I'm going to open it up.
Okay.
$10, just like watching when they do the practice.
Sure.
And we'll donate it to charity. They can pick the charities. I mean,
if that works, I'll go.
And I'll get.
I'll be there for sure.
I'll make sure that I get State Farm to match every dime since Patrick Mahomes and Aaron Rodgers, you know, are going to be in the Super Bowl against each other.
Okay.
And we'll get that money to go to charity as well.
Yeah.
This guy's incredible, man.
I got a lot of
it's
work.
Entrepreneur,
to do.
Man.
I got
people helping people.
A lot of work to do.
He's an entrepreneur.
My boy Gabe said, "What's up, though?"
Who?
My guy Gabe from L.A.
Oh,
the biggest Packer fan in the world.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's my guy.
I like Gabe.
Yeah, I love Gabe.
Tell Gabe I say hello when you see him.
Yeah. Gabe was.
Tell him we all say hi.
You to my early man?
No, not that Gabe. Gabe.
Oh. Gabe.
The Packer fan Gabe.
Oh.
Not Gabe Wilkins.
Like you're supposed to know who he is.
Well, he knows who Gabe
there's
is.
There's two Gabe.
Gabe is a.
One Gabe is early man, and one Gabe.
Is a fan.
We just
that actually stayed with me.
Yeah, we don't know how Leroy met Gabe. Next thing we know,
next thing we know,
Gabe started living with Leroy. I don't know how that happened.
He didn't live with, but he trustworthy. He's a Packer fan. Him and his wife came up, and it worked out. And I said, instead of getting a hotel, you can stay with me.
That happened down
floored.
Apparently in Chicago.
Guess what?
Some, go ahead, sorry.
I ain't never stayed at Leroy House before.
No.
Have you? Wait,
you seen him
you
every
can come
day.
Tonight.
No. You yeah. seen him every day.
I'm never. Making, what,
But Gabe.
I met up in his wedding. I mean, you were his best man. But.
I'm making beef Wellington tonight. You ought to come over.
What's a beef Wellington?
What's this, man?
It's like a pastry, and I put the beef inside of it. And the tender of the mother's love. You cut it. And it's like the pastry. Like,
what kind of pastry is that?
It's like a pastry. Like,
is that?
Like a pot pie type.
Is it like Bisquick or something like that?
Not exactly, no. Mm. But you can do whatever you want. But come on over.
Can I take a phone call?
Yeah, take a phone call. I don't
is
know
it Gabe?
That we get out of here. It is not Gabe.
Is it
Let's
Joel?
Go to Ty Philly. Ty, you
have
next
105
for the fan. Ty, what's your... What?
This is family.
Ty, you ever had... What's a beef Wellington? What's
beef that? Wellington.
You ever had
no,
that?
No, I never had that, but
I'll make it for you, to. T.Y. You come here, I'll make it for you, man. I love you. You're my guy. But Gary and
absolutely, Adele. Absolutely.
How hey, can man, we get to Miami, T.Y.? How can we get to Miami? You know that's what I want. How can we beat these guys?
All right, well, I mean, I think, well, first and foremost, I want to say I want to talk to Mr. Ellison.
Yeah, come on, Ty.
Talk like, to him.
I feel like, man, I've been calling this guy, man, for the last 2-3 months, man, just complaining and complaining about Aaron Rodgers. And he gave me that lane to complain, but he also let me know that he feel me and he see what I see, but it is a fluid situation.
Yeah, it's fluid.
Gabe. He got back to where he needs to be at for this team to win the Super Bowl. So, you know, I think the defense of the Packers match up good against San Francisco offense, even though their offense is a little bit more talented than ours. Mm-hmm. But if Aaron Rodgers play like that, man, you know, all bets is off.
Thank you.
I absolutely think that we do have to match the physicality. I think Aaron Rodgers have to, you know, show that he can still handle adversity. You know, he's going to face some man on the road against pretty much the best front four in the league. But if he play like he did yesterday, man, like I said, man, I don't see number 10 for them outdoing him if he play like that. I don't see anybody outdoing him unless it's that guy from KC. But
mm-hmm. We won't see him to the Super Bowl, right?
This is a great week, man. We never expected this, but it felt good to be here.
Thanks.
Appreciate
thanks,
it, Ty.
Yeah, there you go.
That's kind of the sentiment that I feel like. Sorry, yeah. Leroy, I didn't mean to
no,
cut you off.
No,
but like,
I apologize.
Because it was so unexpected to be back here, but yep. Every single year as a Packer fan for the last decade, it's been, you got to get to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
You got to get to the NFC title game. You got to win a Super Bowl with Aaron Rodgers.
You only have two championships with Aaron Rodgers and Brett Favre.
Now we're actually enjoying it because we just didn't expect it to happen this quickly. Yeah. It brings back to me like the true fandom that we're all able to, because for a while it felt like panic. Oh my goodness, we haven't won another Super Bowl with Aaron. Mm-hmm. Now everybody feels like just, hey man, we're here. Might as well go win the thing. I mean, now we're here. We might as well do it, right?
No, well, yeah, and they just got to figure out how to do it.
That's the toughest part, right?
They got to believe in themselves, I'm sure they do. I mean, they understand how they've been winning, and you know, this is a pretty good football team. And listen, we know that they're, because we cover them every day. Would we like another receiver outside of Devontae Adams? I mean, would we love to have a James Jones or a Greg Jennings or a Jordy Nelson opposite of Devontae? Mm-hmm. Yeah, we would. I mean, I'm just saying how it used to be. So we know that they're not what they used to be offensively, but I don't think they need to do that. Now, instead of relying on players, they're relying on scheme, and Rodgers relying on scheme to get it done.
Yeah, I would say this real quick.
Say it.
I was
going to
say, a nugget.
Mm-hmm.
They're
going
to move Aaron Rodgers around this time.
Well, they have to.
He just stood there in the pocket because he wanted his pocket pass, you know, give his guys a chance. No, they're going to move him around. You're going to get some dash plays. You're going to see Jimmy Graham coming in motion, sealing it in, get him outside. It's your choice. If it's there, take it. If it's not there, let's move these chains. They're going to do that on both sides, screens, draws. That's the way you slow down rush. Make these guys think. And when your opportunity, one-on-one down the field, let's see 17 deep. But the other guys got to step up. The other guys, because the Jake Kumaros of the world, all these kind of, they're going to be on special teams. Like, he made a great play on special teams. You won't see these guys a lot in the lineup. It's about winning, going to the next round. But if your number is called Tyler Irvin, you are the difference maker in this game. They ain't seen him before. They never seen it. They're just looking at the tape. They don't know what 32 can bring. 32 is going to bring another element to this offense that Aaron Rodgers can use. And they're going to do something they don't like to do in the West Coast style offense. Max protect.
Going to have to. You're Max absolutely going to have to.
Yep. So you're going to play all four tight ends. And we'll get into more this week.
Oh, yeah.
But one nugget is Aaron Rodgers is going to be moving around.
Mm-hmm. They did a lot with that ceiling of Russell Wilson yesterday, where they brought, I don't know, remember who name was, 17, kept coming down for Seattle and blocking and trying to pin Preston Smith. That's kind of what you're saying. They're going to pin him inside.
We're back in the day, too. We used to call that crackback.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
But you can't do it. You got to do it within the rules. You got to do it within the rules. You could do it within, like, three by three area, mm-hmm. but after that they're gonna throw a flag on you. So you got to really get in there, dig that safety out to get Aaron Jones one on one with anybody in that secondary. After that, he's going to the house.
This guy right here won an NFC Championship game in San Francisco. He's a Pro Football Hall of Fame finalist. He is LeRoy Butler. That is Gary Ellerson, former Badger and Packer running back, mm-hmm. and host of the 5 o'clock Steakhouse Green and Gold postgame show. Guys, you've been talking Packers football with that dude forever. Come do it right now today,
414-799-1250.
Yeah, no, my mouth has been watering all day long. We're back after this. We got a buzz, and what a way to kick off title week here on The Fan. This segment on The Fan, sponsored by Tally's Tap and Eatery in Waukesha. Great homemade meals, serving up 65-cent wings on Mondays, plus $3 premium tap beers. Tally's Tap and Eatery, Sunset Drive in Waukesha. Follow them on Facebook.
It's time for the Beauforting Sports Buzz of the Day, where we discuss today's most buzzworthy sports story. Brought to you by Milwaukee's most buzzed about beverage, 100% natural Beauforting beer. Go all natural and drink in the boff.
Well, the buzz of the day here on the Wendy's Big Show was going to be the national championship game down in New Orleans, LSU against Clemson. Going to be a great game. Can't wait. Might fall asleep because of the ride home last night. But Clemson getting 6 points might be one of the more disrespectful lines I've seen in a long, long time.
They're trying to make money.
I just grabbed it on the +190 on the money line, said Dabo's not losing this game.
I like Clemson, for sure.
I also think, and I mean, I don't know exactly how clean it might be, I think they got the better quarterback.
Well, I'll tell you what, the LSU quarterback, Burrow, how you say it?
Burrow. He's legit, but yeah, I think Lawrence is better.
You don't know if he's a one, you know, just a, you know, one and done type guy, just, you know, hit him while he was hot. Lawrence has been there, man. This guy already got a, you know, under the belt. And athlete to athlete, though, Clemson got a lot of athletes now.
Ton of them.
Number nine on both sides of the ball, top picks.
And the worst,
I just draft just from this game, Gary.
Hey, that's basically what Mayock did last year. He basically said, I watched the Alabama Clemson game. I want you, I want you, I want you, I want you, I want you.
That's it.
That's exactly what he did, and it worked.
And it worked.
It really
worked.
Did. Yep. But Gary, I know who you're excited to see.
We're coming.
Oh yeah.
We're coming.
I'm coming.
And we ain't backing down.
Coach O tonight is going to be on a different level with this game here tonight. It's going to be awesome.
Coach,
I can't wait, man.
What food he has since he's been there?
Gumbo.
Yeah. That little gumbo.
Yeah.
That dude is just like, he embodies the whole state as a Louisiana native. Mm-hmm. Like, that's the coolest part about it. The story is written for LSU to do it. But yeah, if Dabo wins this one tonight with his crew, and like I said, that team,
and
as
the
you
young
said,
man losing his daughter in that crash, it was just
awful,
sad.
Awful. And just it's just sad. It's going to be a great game tonight. So I'm excited for how much of it we see. But frankly, that got thrown out the window,
right?
Because the real buzz of the day. Yeah. Is Major League Baseball going to the extreme, the full extent of their penalty that mm-hmm. is allowed by the Major League Constitution? Yes, they have a Major League Constitution
this
in baseball.
This is worse than steroids to me. They took care of this problem.
The Houston Astros had been found guilty of utilizing technology, and it was first the Apple Watch gate that everybody thought it was, and it was a sign-stealing tactic that they have to find different ways to alert
left that, place.
That you had a TV, you knew exactly where the sign was, you tap up on the dugout, and they were stealing signs all through 2017, 2018, and A.J. Hinch, after they went through the investigation, along with Jeff Luhnow, the general manager and the manager, each suspended by Major League Baseball a full calendar year for the 2020 season. The organization was fined $5 million, which is the highest penalty you can give in the Major League rules. And then the owner, Jim Crane, just said, you know what? I'm done. I'm throwing the baby out with the bathwater, and fired them both. You think that's the right way to go?
Roy, you think it's the right way to go?
Hey, listen, NFL, this is extreme here. I mean,
No four-game suspension.
No, because the Spygate stuff, they just fined a guy, maybe a draft pick or two for New England. That was it. Major League Baseball, they're not messing around with this.
Well, in the way
they are not messing around.
The way that I can
they want to send a message.
Somewhat compare it to, and the only one that really the penalties are somewhat comparable, is Bountygate back with the New Orleans Saints back in 2011.
Oh, yeah.
Where they were stockpiling money and then giving out money to the guys that were able to knock players out of the game. That had Greg Williams suspended indefinitely by the league.
And now, Sean Payton didn't missed know anything the entire about year. They've been going on since the beginning of time.
Right.
Just like the signals.
Now, straight craziness.
Well, now, with this, just forget about the people that got fined. For players, no players were suspended because of none of this.
No, and apparently, when I was reading some of the report, as it was monstrous.
They didn't get penalized, players are going to still do it.
They said it was more of a player-driven thing, and I'm going to read more of the report now, later on after the show. But it was...
What is your next Hot Stove Weekly type?
Tim Allen's on tomorrow night, 6 to 8.
Okay, I'm sure he'll talk about it. But if no players got, fined or nothing, they're going to still do it.
It was the organization, and allegedly, A.J. Hinch walked in and saw that they were doing it, took one of the monitors and just smashed it and said, we're not doing this stuff anymore. And the player said, yeah, coach, we are.
go get another TV.
Go get another TV. Somebody else go buy into the bank account for a $500 TV, and we'll line it up.
And
apparently Alex Cora is next. Every team does, but I just don't know to the extent, and I don't know to what way that they have done it. Like, people now are pointing the finger at the Milwaukee Brewers, saying that they could also be one because David Stearns is from Houston, was with that organization. And
he's been gone now for, 2.5, 3 years?
Yu Darvish tried to throw some shade and say that Christian Yelich was stealing signs the one day, and that's where Christian Yelich came back with, relax, dude, nobody needs to cheat against you.
Right.
Nobody needs to cheat against you. I'm good enough. I'm okay. That is one of the crazier stories that I've ever seen out of pro sports, and it's only going to develop because it appears that manager Alex Cora of the Boston Red Sox, also a World Series manager, the bench coach in Houston in 2017, allegedly, or at least the reports are right now, that his penalty is going to be even more severe than A.J. Hinch and Jeff Luhnow. So it seems like there's still more to unpack here in this whole conversation.
How does the union get involved in this? As long as they don't touch the player, they won't care.
Yeah, that's the same way. I just don't think they'll care that much unless the players are involved.
Players get involved, now you got to step in and say no.
Because that's a whole different deal. I mean, that's a whole different,
different animal if you start suspending players for allegedly stealing. And baseball's so boring. What are you really stealing, though? I mean, come on. You know it's a fastball coming.
That's what I love.
I mean, come on.
I love you,
Let him steal him. Who cares?
Wendy's Big Show back after this on The Fan. Wendy's Big Show, 105.7 FM, The Fan, 12 at the AM, and the free radio.com app. Gary Ellerson, Packers, have built something that is going to contend for a title.
Sustainable. So are my good friends over at J&J Contractors. They're sustainable. Sustainable and helping you figure out your house, how you want to redesign your house, how you want to renovate your house, how you want to do your kitchen cabinet, sinks, you name it, they can do it. If you're talking about remodeling your kitchen, they can make it happen. Countertops, bathroom, guys, livable space in your basement, they can get that done for you too. Go check my good friends out today. His name is Jason at J&J Contractors.
So everybody is now jumping up on Clemson. ESPN has their matchup predictor saying Clemson's got a better chance than 50-50 to win. The line has now moved a full point down to 5-point LSU when I got Clemson tonight. I think they're the better team. And I think they're the better quarterback. Gary, who you got tonight?
I like Clemson tonight, bro.
That's what I like to hear.
Fall asleep, but I got Clemson.
Damn, Plugger, great job as always. Gary Ellis and Leroy Butler. I'm Bill Schmidt, baby Tausch. We got David Bakhtiari at 4:35 tomorrow on the Wendy's Big Show. Hey, keep it right here. This is The Fan.
All right. Talk to you later. Bye.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.